Blog Talk Radio.
Well, shalom, and welcome to the Lion's Roar Report. I am the Lioness reporting this evening, and this is Home Chat. I'm usually doing my car talk, but I've been really busy, and it's been hard to try to do things in the car this past month. So thought I'd shut it down for the week and share a couple things and then get out of the way so I can get ready for Shabbat tomorrow. But I wanted to talk about something, and I don't throw shade or talk about folks on a regular. I try to deal with issues concerning our people and praying that we wake up from the foolishness. But there's a man who's a pastor. His name is John Gray, and I'm sure you've heard of him. He's the one that recently bought his wife a Lamborghini, and the church or the folks in church were talking about it and making a big noise about it, and he came out to defend it, and then it came out that it was really more he was buying it because he was caught cheating on his wife or having an emotional affair, so forth and so on. So all that drama came out. Well, now there's some more drama concerning him, and I really haven't said a whole lot about him, because, you know, there's enough people talking about him. And like I said, I'm not trying to throw shade. I want to deal with an issue that I for my people, I'm just tired of hearing and seeing over and over and over again. And we just don't seem to get the picture. I'm trying to pull up. Give me one moment. Because I read an article this morning that bothered me. Let's see, here it is. Okay, so it's from rawstory.com. The headline says this: pastor who bought wife a Lamborghini begs church members to pay $250,000 for repairs. So the backdrop of this, John Gray is now a pastor, or has been pastor, I don't know if it's been a year or two. Recently, he's become the pastor of Relentless Church in, I believe, North Carolina. Ron Carpenter was the pastor there. He's pretty big, well-known in the, Pentecostal holiness movement. He was, the founding pastor, and apparently he gave the keys to the church, gave the church over to John Gray. And so now John Gray is the pastor of this church. I want to read the article, and then I just want to share a couple of comments. Again, this is rawstory.com. Pastor who bought wife a Lamborghini begs church members to pay $250,000 for repairs. Written by Dominique Jackson, dated yesterday, March 28, 2019. Says South Carolina pastor John Gray asked his congregation to contribute $250,000 to fix the church's roof. The Relentless Church pastor explained to his congregation that the church still had millions in debt after he took it over from former pastor Ron Carpenter. However, this ask comes right after Gray was scrutinized for his lavish lifestyle. He gifted his wife a $200,000 Lamborghini Urus. Quote, we didn't take an easy assignment. This is him speaking to the congregation. We didn't take an easy assignment. If we wanted an easy assignment, we would start from scratch without millions of dollars in debt, Gray said. We took the assignment because we knew, quote unquote, God has given us the right people to build with. I believe the best days of Relentless Church are in front of it. Quote unquote, Ron Carpenter handed us keys. The keys were not to a paid off building. The keys were to an opportunity to continue the work, Gray said. Nothing you see is paid off. It wasn't paid off when we got here. This is not a plea for money. It's a plea for partnership so we can be what we're supposed to be. He broke down how much he needed from the people. Quote unquote, Gray broke down the church's financial need on February 10th by saying the roof repairs could be made if 2,500 people gave $100 or more, or more than half could be raised if 500 people gave $300, a report from Greenville Online said. He then explained that he needed the roof in order to make the church a safe haven for those escaping extreme weather. Still in quotes, the Holy Ghost said this to me, so I'm going to speak it out, that there is severe weather coming to the region this spring because of all the climate change and issues, Gray said. Whether you understand all the science behind it or not, or agree, I heard the Lord say, I want you to make sure the house is covered so that when storms come, people can come in here and be covered. Trying to see if there was more to the story. So that was the end of the article. So he's doing this classic tactic that pastors and preachers are doing nowadays, where they're putting this plea out to the people. They're saying this could be taken care of if X amount of people give X amount of dollars, or X amount of people give X amount of dollars. So they give you, they put a couple of scenarios out there so you can fall in one of those two categories. And it's a way for them to get what they want in the name of the Most High and then say a bogus prophecy of what they say he said to them. And I am really, I've said it before, but I am really, really tired of, one, these people doing these things to our people, and two, I'm really, really tired of our people falling for this foolishness. He said, Ron Carpenter handed us keys. The keys were not to a paid-off building. The keys were to an opportunity to continue the work, Gray said. First of all, any business person, any good business person, any sound business person, if they're coming into or walking into or agreeing to take over someone else's debt, it is not so that you can try to scheme and scam your way out of the debt by hurting the people who are under you. It's by, okay, this is what we did. Where do we need to cut so that we can make this work? What do we need to do so we can make this work? The game is to continue to fleece the people, as Ron Carpenter did, to get it into this state where it's in these millions of dollars of debt. How in the world are all these people, all these pastors, preaching this word week in and week out and have all this debt that the church has? So they do this scam. And it gets a little bit of money. But is it going to where they said the Lord told them to put it? And it's obvious that it's not, and it hasn't. And there's this lifestyle that as long as you've got the name and people are bringing in the money, then you have the right to your chunk of the pie, and your chunk of the pie is bigger than what you're supposed to be taking care of. So then what does Ron Carpenter do? He gives, as John Gray says, he gives him this opportunity. What is the opportunity? To get that monkey off of his shoulder and put it on somebody else. And John Gray, wanting to have the fame, wanting to have the prestige, wanting to have the name like Creflo Dollar and T.D. Jakes and everybody else that's out there with the name, trying to build himself up, he grabs it. And so these people continue to fleece the sheep. They continue to take their hard-earned money, and they continue to give a false and fake prophecy of what the Most High has told them to do and how he has told them to get this ready and how he has told them to prepare this. You mean to tell me before you took the keys to this church, you didn't know that the roof needed 200, what is it? Let me get the amount right. Because like I said, I'm not throwing shade at anybody, but I'm speaking facts. $250,000 for repairs to the roof. So you mean to tell me when you took these keys, you didn't know the roof needed that type of money to repair it? When you took the keys, you didn't know that these things had to be done? or the pot just looks so sweet, you didn't think about it. You thought, okay, we'll get to that when we have to deal with that. And now all of a sudden you've got this word that spring is coming, climate change is happening, and you need to have this building ready as a safe haven for people to run to. I am fed up with the foolishness. And I didn't create the world. So I can just imagine how the Father feels when he continues to hear this and he continues to see our people fall for it. I'm going to Matthew chapter 7, starting with verse 15. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit you shall know them. Wherefore, by their fruit you shall know them. This man already has enough on his plate. He's dealing with this scandal that every time it seems to settle down, something else comes out and it blows up a little bit more. You're dealing with this scandal because you couldn't control your hormones. You couldn't control your flesh. And you're dealing with this scandal, and now you want to ask the people to cough up $250,000 to fix the roof. Where's the money at that they're bringing in and week out? Where is that money? Where is that going? Because they see this opportunity, that's what they call it. They see this opportunity and think, oh, the people will give. As long as I come in and I say the right thing, they're going to give. As long as I keep telling them what God's going to do for them, they're going to give. As long as I keep telling them and stroking them, they're going to bring it in. But going back to being a good business person, anybody who's starting from scratch or taking on a business, one of the main contributors to that business is going to be that person who's now the owner. And that may be in bringing in people that can help to build it up. That may be pulling money out of your own bank account, pulling money out of your own pocket to make sure you're doing what you need to do, because that's how invested you are in the project, how invested you are in the program, how invested you are in the business. But they keep wanting the people to invest, and all they want to do is live off the fat of the land. They're not getting any better, but your pocket is getting deeper. Your bank account is getting fatter. And I say, if you are truly looking out for the people of the Most High, if you are truly sent there to be a beacon of light for those people, one, you clean up your own home. You sit down, clean up your own home, and then go forward. But first, you got to make sure that you're in the will of the Most High. And in everything that you're doing, questionable. How can you... I'm not even going there because I said I'm not throwing shade. Let me just deal with this. Clean up your house. Clean up your house. Because when you look back in the Word, when you really read the Word for what it says, and you read about the priests, those who were to minister before the Most High, they could not be blemished. They could not be spotted in any way. Because if they were, they would be destroyed coming into his presence. And y'all keep playing this church thing, and you keep playing this church thing, and you keep playing this church thing like there's not going to be consequences and repercussions. And because nothing has happened to you just yet, you think you're doing it. You think you're in the will, and you think that, oh, I must have been anointed. I must have been appointed. But you have no idea You have no idea what you're going to have to answer for. And then you keep running to the big name to let him or her lay hands on you and oil you up and then let you fall out and then pick you up and let you fall out again, pick you up and let you fall out. And they say all these wonderful words and they say all these prophetic words and they got all this stuff rolling off the tip of their tongue. And there's no change. But then now you want to beg the people to fix a roof. I'm sorry. Shame on you for thinking this was a great opportunity. Shame on Ron Carpenter for leaving it in that way. Shame on him. He was the head of that house. Shame on him for letting it get to that and then walking away from it. Shame on you for taking it and then thinking that you're just going to continue to fleece the people and that's how it's going to get done. Put some nice numbers, put some nice low numbers on there. What was it again? Let me get back to it. So if we can get $2,500 people to give $100, or if we can get 500 people to give $300, it'll be taken care of. So what about the 2,500 people that's been given year after year after year? You mean to tell me by now they haven't given that much to fix the roof? You all keep playing, and you keep playing, and you keep playing, and you think because somebody that you admire is patting you on the back and giving you the attaboy and saying how the Father is going to use you, that makes everything you're doing okay. And you better get on your knees. You better seek him while he may be found, and you better repent. Truly have his heart. You truly have the people in mind. Then you better pump the brakes. And this isn't just for John Gray. This is for anybody who calls himself called of the Most High to lead a group of people. And yet you keep playing these games and you keep putting up these false words and putting the Father's name on it. Or saying in his name, saying that he told you. There is a price to pay for that. And if we don't wake up, and if we don't stop these games, and if we as a people don't stop falling for this stuff, we are going to be, there's going to be a rude awakening coming. And it's going to be bigger than a spring storm. It's going to be bigger than a tsunami, bigger than a hurricane, bigger than a tornado, because it's going to cost you your salvation, your very soul salvation. You keep playing. And at some point, the clock is going to stop for you. And there will be no more chances. And when all is said and done, you think you're going to see the beautiful cloudless sky. And what you're really going to see and endure is the lake of fire. There is no time to play. Not when it comes to the people of the Most High. There is no time to play. Get back to what he told us to do. Follow his law, statutes, and commandments through faith in his Son. Endure to the end. And that is how you win. But all this church stuff, all these games, all these special words from the Lord, y'all better stop. He's giving you time to turn it around. He's giving you time to get it right. You better stop playing with him. So that's all I had to get off my chest before Shabbat comes in. You guys be blessed. I'll see you next time. Shabbat shalom to you, and have a great weekend.